Hello, everybody. Welcome again to the Chess Moves edition of the Game Changers podcast. My name is Quinn Sergis, and it's a privilege and pleasure to be here with you, as usual. You know, typically, as we do on the Chess Moves edition of the Game Changers podcast, I have three amazing stories that are in the news and would really bring excitement to you, but more importantly, it will also bring some amazing lessons to you. Today, I actually have two sports stories inside of here. I love covering sports stories. I'm a sports fan. I think sport is a microcosm for life. There are so many business lessons that we can learn from sports, but there are also so many life lessons that we can learn from sports. I'm so excited to get into these details with you. Alright? So, like I always say, we don't like to waste time on the Game Changers podcast, so let's get straight into it. The three stories that I'll be tackling today are the Shamar Joseph story, Jon Stewart returns to The Daily Show, and the Taylor Swift effect. Now, listening to these three titles, you might be wondering, where are the sports stories that he's talking about? But you'll hear them soon enough. Alright, let's get straight into it. Story number one, the Shamar Joseph story. Now, some of you might know where I'm going with this. Others might not know where I'm going with this. Shamar Joseph is a young cricketer from Guyana. He plays for the West Indies team. For those of my viewers who don't know about cricket, the entire Caribbean is represented on one team called the West Indies. And Shamar Joseph is one of the players on the team. But part of the reason that I am highlighting him is because he recently produced a record-breaking performance. Against Australia, the West Indies had not won in Australia since 1997, and he produced a game-winning, a match-winning performance, taking 7 wickets for 68 runs, even while on an injury. Now, that feat alone is very impressive, but I want to dig into a little bit more about Shamar Joseph. So much so that I want to dig into his background and tell you who the man is so you can understand why this feat was so amazing. Let's dig into some of the background. So, like I said, Shamar Joseph is a young West Indian cricketer. He's 24 years old from Guyana. He grew up in a part of Guyana that is not very accessible. In fact, I am told that it takes a 2-hour boat ride from the nearest city to get to his village. And this village only got internet access in 2018. And that's crazy. I mean, the internet has been around for a pretty good while now, over 20 years at least. And it only got internet access for the first time in 2018. So he grew up in very humble beginnings. On top of that, his sporting background is very humble as well. We are told that Shamar Joseph was limited to only 2 games growing up, dominoes and cricket. And he didn't even have proper cricket equipment. He had to resort to what they called jungle cricket, which was making makeshift gear from maybe fruits or bats from something flat, some random thing that they found that was flat, and playing cricket with it. Now, that's not really strange. People who grew up in the Caribbean know that we Caribbean people do that all the time, you know? So, that's not really strange, but it's still, you know, not proper cricket equipment, right? So, those were his beginnings. But he was really, really passionate about the sport, even though that's all he had to practice the sport, all he had to develop his skills. He was very, very passionate about the sport. But despite this passion, life did not veer Shamar Joseph into cricket right away. We are told that he was forced to become a security guard, I guess due to certain socioeconomic challenges, having to provide for his family, having to come from a background that was definitely not rich and not well off. And it had to veer him into that position, that life, as a security guard. However, there was still that burning desire inside of him to follow his passion, which was obviously sports and cricket. So he made a bold move. he decided to quit his career as a security guard and embark on a cricketing career instead. Now, this was a very bold move because he didn't have any financial support when he did that. You know, remember I told you a while ago, due to socioeconomic reasons, he had to get into that career to begin with. And he found himself having to live off family assistance, and he really did not have, you know, much to survive off other than that family assistance. But his passion and his drive for the game inspired him to go into that full time. Fast forwarding ahead, Shamar Joseph is now recognized as one of the budding global superstars in the sport. In fact, after his remarkable performance against Australia, we are hearing that he has the potential to sign various contracts for lucrative deals for Indian Premier League teams and other teams that would be willing to pay him exorbitant numbers of money for his skills and for his talent. I see a couple of chess moves that we can pull from this story. The first of which is the importance of betting on yourself. You know, oftentimes we have dreams and we do not go after them. We procrastinate. We do not go after what we really want to achieve. And we end up not accomplishing what we can achieve. But we see in the case of Shamar Joseph that he decided to embark on something that seemed far-fetched. I mean, the circumstances that he grew up in, no money, no proper cricketing background, no significant guidance because, you know, he didn't have as much access to the city, which was 2 hours away. But he still had a burning desire, a burning passion for what he wanted to become. And I see that as very important. If you have a dream in your life that you want to shoot after, that you want to go after, chase after it. Find a way to chase after it. Because I think we do ourselves a disservice when we don't do that. We do ourselves a disservice when we decide to procrastinate and not shoot after what we want. We live less fulfilling lives when we don't go after our goals. So it's important to shoot after your goal and bet on yourself. The next chess move I derive from this is the importance of resilience. As I mentioned earlier, Shamar Joseph performance came off the back of an injury. Now in cricket there are multiple innings. There's a first innings and a second innings. While Shamar Joseph was batting, got a nasty blow on his foot, and in spite of that nasty blow on his foot, he gave that remarkable performance that I referenced a bit earlier. It's important to push through difficult situations. I guess because Shamar Joseph was so used to pushing through difficult situations early in his life, he was willing and able to push through this difficult situation, this pain on his foot, because he was so used to it. But I think it's important that we also take that resilient mindset. You know, things in life will not always go our way. And you know, sometimes in our lives, we might get setbacks in different types of ways. It might not be a blow on the foot like Shamar Joseph had, but it might be a different type of setback. When we have these issues, when we encounter these challenges, I want us to remember Shamar Joseph and remember that he fought through the pain, he fought through that issue and was able to overcome it and be successful. Success does not always look pretty. It's important to persevere. It's important to be resilient. Okay, so these are the two chess moves that I derived from the Shamar Joseph story. All right, so let's move on to our next story quickly. Story number two. Jon Stewart returns to The Daily Show. All right, so those of you who follow late night comedy shows would probably have heard of or know of the name Jon Stewart. Now, Stewart had been a long-time host of one of the comedic shows called The Daily Show. But I think in about 2015, he resigned from his role because he wanted, you know, different things. He wanted to move into different things and he left the show. He was succeeded by another popular host whose name is Trevor Noah. Now, this young man is probably more familiar to most of our audience because Trevor Noah became a viral sensation on social media. He became a viral sensation all over the place. He's supposed to be hosting the Grammys today. In fact, today is Sunday, the 4th of February, and the Grammys is supposed to be scheduled today. So he's supposed to be hosting the Grammys today. He became a more well-known name than Jon Stewart, but he also became as popular as Jon Stewart was. Now, the reason why I brought up this, and I guess you could get it from the title, is that Jon Stewart is returning to The Daily Show. Hear a little bit more about it in this following report.
Starting February 12th, Stewart will appear every Monday in the series He Turned Into an Institution across an award-winning 16-year stint.
The world is demonstrably worse than when I started. Have I caused this?
But The Daily Show has been without a permanent host since his successor, Trevor Noah, stepped down in 2022.
This has been an honor. Thank you.
Leading to a rotation of guest hosts from comedian Sarah Silverman to now former correspondent Roy Wood Jr.
I actually hosted the program, to be honest with you.
The Daily Show had a white host?
Yeah.
Who repeatedly mouthed, "Hire a host" at the Emmys last week as the show won for Best Variety Talk Series.
If they were going to hire somebody and get a big splash out of it, you can't top Jon Stewart coming back to The Daily Show.
Journalist Chris Smith worked with Stewart to write an oral history of his Daily Show tenure.
By the end of Jon's time at the show, he was a major player in the political conversation, and he wants to have a voice that's heard far and wide in that conversation.
Stewart briefly re-entered the space in 2021 with an Apple TV Plus show that ended after two seasons. Now his return to The Daily Show includes an executive producer title, and with it, a likely vision for the show's point of view.
You see, so we see that Jon Stewart is coming back to The Daily Show at a time when the show is really struggling, at a time when the show really needs a face to lead it. And I can find one amazing chess move from this story, and that is to leave a legacy. You know, it's important to leave an important legacy. I have brought up this chess move so many times in previous episodes, but this is another example of it. You know, Jon Stewart was such a legend on his show that they felt the need, or they felt okay to bring him back in some role because he became such a pillar of what that show represents. It's also evident that Trevor Noah became an important pillar of that show because they struggled to replace him with the various hosts that they had. So I see that it is important to leave a legacy. You know, sometimes we don't see the value in giving our best effort when we are in certain situations. And I see in this story that when you put your best foot forward, when you are the best that you can be, when you give of your best, an opportunity that you are part of today might turn up again some other time, and you can become, you know, reunited with that opportunity. That's why they always say, do not burn bridges, and also give the best effort that you can where you are. Right? So that is the chess move I derived from this important and interesting story.
This ad slot could be yours. In a world filled with stories, make yours resonate. Introducing Prime ad slots on our podcast, the gateway to a captive audience eager to hear your message. Secure your exclusive ad slot now. Contact via our Instagram page to find out more.
Let's move on to our final story, and that is the Taylor Swift effect. Now, many of you know the name Taylor Swift. You may or may not be her fan, but you've most likely heard of the name Taylor Swift. But the reason why she's making headlines these days is because of her association with the National Football League. That's American football, right? And the NFL has seen a new phenomenon that people are calling the Taylor Swift effect. Now, since Taylor Swift became romantically involved with NFL player Travis Kelce last year, she has been reappearing and reoccurring at NFL games, and it has taken the internet by storm. Not only is Taylor Swift bringing, you know, taking social media by storm, because she always does take social media by storm, regardless of what she does, but she is adding monetary value to the NFL. Let's look at how exactly she's doing that. According to a report by Apex Marketing Group, she has increased the NFL's brand value by $331.5 million just by her appearance at games. Additionally, the league clocked its highest regular season female viewership since it began tracking in 2000 and the best regular season amongst 18 to 34 year olds since 2019. From last year's regular season views, male viewership has increased by 6% and female viewership has rose by 9%. Now, I actually have a video that kind of highlights Taylor Swift's impact on the NFL, but this is basically from a young girl's perspective. All right, so here's the video. Check this out.
Who's your favorite player? What's shotgun formation? How many yards do you need to get a first down?
10.
How many downs do they give you to get that 10 yards?
4.
All right, generally, where does the tight end line up? That's pretty good. So what's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Now we see that this young child, her father is so surprised that she knows so much things about football that she would generally not really know, because typically young ladies are not as interested in the sport as maybe their fathers or maybe young men would be interested in it. But we see that she's very interested in it, and that is boiled down to who is at the game. Because Taylor took interest in it, she's also taking somewhat of an interest in it. Now, so that's one side of the argument. Other people are saying that Taylor Swift is ruining football. They're saying that, you know, the NFL is spending too much time on her and that she's appearing on screen too often and they want to focus just on the game and so on and so forth. Now, my job here is not to tell you which of these sides are right. My job is just to point out what I think I can learn from this. The chess move that I derive from this story is the importance, or the power rather, of influence. You know, Taylor Swift significantly increased the brand value of the NFL in multiple ways, not just monetary, but it also introduced a whole different audience to football games. Like I said earlier on, typically young female fans would not bother as much with the NFL. However, with Taylor Swift there, there's a clear increase in their viewership because she is there. And, you know, when people have that influence or that major drive in them, they become really game changers in that sense, because they take their audience and, you know, can merge them, can influence their audience to behave in certain ways. And I think it's very important to realize the importance of influence, especially you and me as maybe content creators, because oftentimes we do not see our own value, we diminish our own value, we forget that we are actually influential. And based on this story, we can see how much influence somebody who is a creative by nature can have. So it's important to understand the power of influence, and also not just understand it, but be very, very careful with it, because we can literally change lives with our power of influence. But this has been Chess Moves for today. As usual, let's do a recap to see some of the amazing lessons that we learned. First lesson, or first chess move, I should say, bet on yourself. Second chess move, resilience is important. Third chess move, and that's a recurring chess move, leave a legacy. Fourth chess move, influence is powerful. I hope that you really understood and learned something through this edition of the Game Changers podcast. Remember to like and subscribe. You know, there's so much more content like this on this page. Remember to like and subscribe. Remember to follow us across social media platforms. This is content for people who like depth. If you like depth, remember to stay connected to us. There's a lot more coming in 2024. Anyhow, thank you for listening again. And until next time, stay hungry. And I'll see you then. Bye-bye.